If you get an interesting noise out of your modified synthesizer or cassette recorder or whatever, record it, because you never know if you're going to get it again.
Right.
You know, and that would have been maybe a difficult proposition or a more difficult proposition 35.
Wake up! Wake up, wake up, wake up! Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake! This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice, the world's only 12-hour strong man on the air, here on We Love Radio.
You're listening to WGXA 90.7 FM. ACRA.
Let's listen to that and see how...
To the three extra web streams available at wavefarm.org/listen or wgxc.org, any wgxc.org page. Click on the listen button. Here, Quintron's Weather Warlock, Zach Poff's Pond Station, or the test site of Acoustic Commons. Live weather you can hear on your radio anytime you want at wgxc.org or wavefarm.org/listen. Hear the hydrophones in the Wave Farm pond in Zach Poff's Pond Station, the microphone outside in the woods at Wave Farm in the test site of Acoustic Commons, and hear a live stream of an analog drone synthesizer playing the weather, the changes in precipitation, the changes in sunlight, the changes in wind, and the changes in temperature. At wavefarm.org/listen, you can hear Quintron's Weather Warlock, Zach Poff's Pond Station, and the test site of Acoustic Commons on any WGXC.org page. Click on the listen button to tune in your weather.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music picks and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with Music for the Masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC Afternoon Show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Acre on 90.7 WGXC.
Are you tired of your flying saucer always breaking down on your way to Mars?
Wish you could get more bang for your whoopee at the gas pump?
Well, here at Flying Saucer Mart, we have the perfect flying saucer for you.
It goes as fast as light. It comes in a variety of colors and only costs you 75 whoopee.
Come down to 375 Bionic Ave in Pluto City and fly home with a new used flying saucer today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Galen, Tom, and Echo of Akron, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing.
90.7 FM, listener-aided and abetted radio.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Adelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
No more rehearsing and nursing a part. We know every card by heart. Overture, curtain lights, this is it. We'll hit the heights, and oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
This is how it works. It feels a little worse than when we drove our hearse right through that screaming crowd while laughing up a storm until we were just bone, until it got so warm that none of us could sleep and all the styrofoam began to melt away. We tried to find some worms to aid in the decay, but none of them were home. Inside the catacomb, a million ancient bees began to sting our knees while we were sound. We listened to it twice, 'cause the DJ was asleep. Bum, ba, bum, ba, bum. This is how it works. You're young until you're not. You love until you don't. You try until you can. Inside yourself, you take the things you like, then try to love the things you took, and then you take that love you made and stick it into someone else's heart, pumping someone else's blood and walking arm in arm. You hope it don't get harmed, but even if it does, you just do it all again. And on the radio, you'll hear November rain. That solo's awful long, but it's a good refrain. You listen to it twice, 'cause the DJ is asleep. On the radio, on the radio, on the radio, uh-oh. On the radio, uh-oh. On the radio, uh-oh. On the radio.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC Morning Show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
Lost among the detritus of our details, we turn the jewel-hardened sputum of our Niagara and let it catch our light in its facets. We shall spend a special series of moments now perversely investigating the mystical, unspeakable, and unspoken layers evident in our textures, the tales within our tales, beyond language, beyond reason, beyond the Western Door.
Associated with a physical contact, a force field that is at the same time a psychic field. This is the physical contact of the axionic entity. The person is being immersed and engulfed into a wave of energy. The contact is felt like that of a beam of light projected suddenly on your face with your eyes closed, or the heaviness of the heat wave one experiences in the hottest days of summer, or the paralyzing sensation on entering a very cold, freezing, sub-zero temperature of the outdoors. Certain people describe it like a wind or water running upon skin. Others compare it to the sensation one experiences when holding a magnet in the That sensation is a physical attraction or pulling toward a certain direction. A magnet, in fact, attracts iron and certain other materials by virtue of the surrounding fields of force produced by the motion of its atomic electrons and the alignment of its atoms.
Taps mechanically, the churning leg milks her grief into the unseen pseudo-alchemical chambers working below. Every drop of that grief is collected through a network of tubes, glass and copper channels, terminating in bubbling beakers and fat-bellied iron vessels. The sobs, the moment of release, moaning, wailing, and all that wafts in from those in mourning is pulled under the floorboards by hot vacuum, filling sorrow jars and tanks of longing. It's oozing through the clear glass, smoking back up in a miasma that helps the seer see, helps the mediums make out the shapes in the invisible, yielding air. Lilyville processed pain is the philosopher's stone of the mystics of this town. Shelley is 83 years old, yet still riding her bike through the streets every morning, dumping hot ash under the tombstones, washing the sacred stump. The look in her eyes alive, smelling of cardamom, too virile, ravishing, is Shelley, with skin so youthful, blessed by the tears of joy and agony, sucked out silently and mixed with the elixirs that moisturizes her skin, softens her dough, she parties. God, the parties here in Lilyville. All night, hard and frisky. Mr. Long, psychic, never catches a cold, has a mood like a rainbow, and has helped people connect to those on the other side, while he himself will live the long life on this side, thanks to the captured grief sweat, boiled in flasks, prepped to be exchanged for the power to hear the dead crystal clear. The hazy sizzle of a ghost touch, quickly as a flash, might have said, I wait for thee, my lovely sister. Or was it, I'm watering my lovely toaster? A transformation takes place. An excess of pathos in one end, and magic out the other. Into the blonde helmets goes the gravity. Mothers mourning their dead kids. Kids missing their dead folks. Lonely husbands and wives, waiting for the message with open wounds crying out to suture themselves with the stitches of a sign, a door, an assurance that the dead are at peace and joinable. It has a smell, a weight, and even a taste. Such things as hot, fresh anguish and deep cup of regret. At an average reading, no less than a giant spirit can be contacted, given the right dose of trapped fumes rising up from the reservoir of countless tears, waxing the faces of the bereaved with lavender Vaseline, as if awaiting the pressing of a jelly death mask mold to be sold at a later point at the local ghost shop. Lilyville, neither sinister nor beneficent, neither scam nor bargain, a duty-free shop on the borders of life and death, and science and spirit is all. Come, bring your deepest feelings. They shall be cooked, smoked, and snorted through old seance cones for stronger cuticles and clairvoyant skills. Here's one now.
But if someone should say that sense can rise from nonsense only through wand, the power wand, of change, wand, or through extrusion saw, by some saw, kind saw, of birth, it will suffice to show and prove to him
what,
that birth
what,
must
what,
be preceded by coition, and that no
see,
change
see,
take
see,
place without joint action. In the first
speak,
place,
speak,
no
speak.
Senses can exist in matter before
you,
we have a living creature, because, of course,
its substance
is dispersed in air, stream,
can,
things
can,
born
can.
In the earth, and hasn't foregathered nor made those balanced
tick,
proper
tick,
to life, that start sensation, guard all watchful, guardian of
no,
each
no, living. No, 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 not quite, not quite, not quite. The moisture is the message.
Further, since pain occurs when in our parts and organs, atoms of matter are disturbed and shaken from location by some force, but pleasure results when they drop back in place, you'll see that atoms cannot be attacked by any pain, nor of themselves gain pleasure, since, out of all the atoms, there are none whose movements could, by change, be rendered painful, or garner the fruits of sweet life-giving joy. Atoms must not, then, be endowed with sense.
Lilyville is not only known for their psychics, but they're also home of the world-famous Lilyville Soft Pretzels. Yes, this is the same Lilyville as the popular Lilyville soft pretzel chain found in many rest stops along the East Coast. In 1989, Marion Winfield of Lilyville started selling her unique soft pretzels on a roadside along a busy section of Route 33, and her salty, buttery... And her salty
with a magnifying glass with a magnification of 4 diameters, only a contraction of the large intestine could be seen. The mouth and the vessels were too small for the given magnification. After half an hour
in
the preparation of the
in 1989, Marion Winfield
the bowel to be observed. Contractions occur
not,
every 5 to 6 minutes and were well marked. The experimenter was seated at a table.
Lilyville is not only known for their psychics, but they are also home of the world-famous Lilyville soft pretzels. Yes, this is the same Lilyville as the popular Lilyville soft pretzel chain found in many rest stops along the East Coast. In 1989, Marion Winfield of
Lilyville was the
mission of Broken Homeless Theaters is the implication that we are aggressors.
Experiments will also be provided into billions of microbranches.
Our five-year-old is constantly splitting multiple copies of itself.
Higher beings are only too happy when you show yourself loving enough to rise. You will be given every help and chance when you ask for it, whether you ask by taking LSD or any other way, be it simple prayer or writing a letter to Santa Claus. You're never asked to torment or frustrate yourself. You don't have to prove anything. You can't prove anything. Your vibrations always speak truth. You can't lie about them. And it is easy to rise on the wings of love. No matter how convincing any perception of any level of reality, no matter how overwhelming, intricate, and complex, you are still seeing only a fragment within our true reality, being just us, unresisting, unattached, loving all.
So that the vapor and burning smell of the sacred smoke left without troubling me. On the other side of the altar, I found this inscription, exquisitely carved in rough letters, reminding me of the altar found at Velisium near Tarentum. As I circled this earthy or subterranean place, I saw no other handiwork except seats joined to the walls and of the same material. After admiring all these things diligently, without measureless delight and singular devotion, I returned to the surface, where I wondered at the preservation of that splendid work, the Samaria. It confirmed my suspicion that the temple had had an open roof, because the ruins had piled up around it while leaving this part undamaged. Now I cast my eyes about and saw that one of the triangles was almost intact. Straightway, my feet followed my eyes and I hastened the tomb. In its ceiling, an elaborate picture had been preserved, subtly executed with incredible skill and expertise in colored mosaics.
That you needed to make some changes. Is there love in your past?
Yes, I mean, my family, when I was a kid, always provided lots of love. But I don't know, I'm just... I tried Match.com, I tried Christian Singles, I tried Bumble, and it's just guy after guy, and, you know, it's like, I want love, I want a family, I want someone who will make me think it's alright, and take me out to a nice dinner.
I see a strong man. I see a very strong man. Near you. In your near future. Soldier.
Soldier?
Yeah.
Someone that feels sad. It's like someone just moved into my apartment. He helped me carry my groceries the other day and rough around the edges. And I did go for military men. Put myself out there. I gained a weight. My job has gotten busy, so I haven't been able to go to curves as often as I used to.
Get some nice makeup. Get some new, big, strong. Carry in boxes, carry in dorm fridges and things. Very strong.
Get a buzz cut.
Yeah.
I don't really feel a kind of presence around me. Like, benevolent presence.
There are lots of hands. Did you know someone who was passed who had lots of hands?
The present research was designed to ascertain what type of person commits suicide at Niagara Falls. Data were collected on suicides identified by the police on both sides of the falls from 1978 to 1988. During the 11-year period from 1978 to 1988, 60 suicides jumped from the American side and 81 jumped from the Canadian. This total of 141 suicides, an average of 12.8 each year, represents an increase over the average of 7.1 reported by Lester and Brockup for the period from 1958 to 1967. Of those whose sex was known, 59% were male and 41% female. Thus, the percentage of women is higher than it generally is for suicides in the United States, 24%, or Canada, 25%. The mean age of the women was 38 years old, and of the men, 39.5 years. The most popular points for entering the water, Prospect Point on the American side, and Table Rock on the Canadian, are the points where a typical visitor first encounters the water. The majority of the suicides occurred during the summer months, May to August, and during the day, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. In other words, at times when most tourists are visiting the falls, an intervention by bystanders is most likely.
You gotta try something.
I got a job at the radio station.
Oh, great. That place. It's dark and dirty and has, like, what, those three weirdos who work there?
My name's Sandra Owonogu Deer Stand-Up. It's a long name. I'm a Ganyangihaga woman from Gahnawage, and that reservation is close to the island of Montreal. I'm just an hour from Akwesasne and another Mohawk reserve named Ganasadage. So there's three different Mohawk reservations close in the vicinity of one another. And the other ones are a bit further. We have seven Mohawk communities around the different provinces and states. I'm an educator. I've been an educator for 20-something years. And I've been a student for a university student for a very long time. I've worked in early childhood education for many years. We teach all in the language. There's no English until a certain grade because we've run out of speakers and teachers to fulfill that obligation to have our immersion all the way up to grade 6 students. But now we only have up to grade 4 because we lack the fluent speakers in education.
So welcome to Hudson Mohawk Magazine. So Sandra, this weekend on August 12th to 14th is the Waterfall Community Celebration. And this is a way to celebrate the funding effort for the land back that is taking place on a strawberry farm over in Schoharie County, where the Ganangkahaga, the Mohawk people, have ancestral ties. How does it feel when you are on this land?
The first time I've gone there, I felt the connection right away. And to be honest, even in the past, when I've gone to Albany, New York, as a child, there's always been this some kind of connection that I've always felt. It feels very comfortable. And as an adult, you know, I noticed years ago that when I would go through Albany, there's always this feeling that you feel because you know that there's a connection there from our ancestors. So there's always been this feeling of some type of connection, but I wasn't very clear on what that connection was until I went in Troy and we stood there on the Hudson, and just to be there around the river. And, you know, there's really not many words to explain it, but it's a feeling that you feel when you're there. It's like a very comfortable feeling and a welcoming feeling, and you feel it right through your body. And that's how I feel when I'm there. And, you know, going to the Schoharie Valley, which is just, you know, over the water on the other side of the river, it's the same. You know, the energy there is even seems that it's more powerful than on the Hudson. For me, that connection, that feeling when I've gone there to the waterfall in Schoharie, it's absolutely amazing, the feeling that you get. Just driving down the 88, when coming into the valley, you feel it there. It doesn't have to be right at the waterfall. The energy of my ancestors are there, and when I'm it's just so powerful, the feeling that I get. And everybody that I've spoken to, our people, when they drive up there, they have the same feelings, that energy of that power of our ancestors. It's such a welcoming feeling. There's no other words to explain it, because it's a feeling that you feel when you come into contact, you know, in connection with the energy around the Schoharie Valley. Yeah.
So the energy is obviously there. And what you are working on, and I believe you're leading, is the cultural work after the purchase of this land, which is a different kind of relationship. How are you planning to recreate the cultural relationship?
Well, first of all, like as an educator, we're looking to bring back education through education. But of course, we're not looking to follow the square box of what education really, you know, when you define it. What we're looking at is to bring our own cultural teachings back through the land, working on the land, being on the land, that reciprocal reciprocity, that's what it is. You give and the land gives back to you. You give love, you give care, you give, you know, you treat the land with respect. You get back what the land is going to give you, you know. And for that, it's a berry farm. That portion of the land is a berry farm. So that whole abundance of those berries, that when it gives back to the people, you know, that is a whole teaching in itself. And another teaching, a very important teaching, is about the strawberries in our culture. In our culture, that is the first fruit that comes out of the ground. And that is one of the first fruit that we give thanks for when before the summer. So this is the whole land back is in conjunction with the teaching to bring our original teachings back to our children. And in the language, because the language holds key understandings to the environmental connection that we have with the land. You know, the English translations are very hard to translate our language, but we make do, you know. But when you speak the language, there's a feeling in the language that you totally understand it, because our language is very descriptive. So bringing back the teachings through the language, through the land, you know, for me as an educator, the, you know, working in universities, the hot topic word over the last, say, maybe 10 years has grown is the word decolonization. So this whole project is a whole process of decolonization, because a lot of our people are colonized, and this is the reason why our culture has been fading away quicker than we know. So decolonization is just living through our culture, bringing back that land, bringing back the connection and that reciprocal way of living with the land. That's the whole connection about being an indigenous person. So bringing those teachings back is one of the main goals with this land back effort.
And you mentioned the white box of education, the fact that you're an educator. It sounds like this is also a way for your community to have agency over its own re-education.
Oh, yes. Because as an educator working for different organizations over the last 20-some years, it's mainly the government who pushes their agenda, and mainly the government who pushes the type of education that's going to be, you know, shown to the children. And from my original teachings and my perspective, that is not how children learn, because all children learn differently. You know, the goals that we're trying to reach with this, the gathering the funding and donations and trying to raise money for these efforts to bring back Ganyang Gehaga people to the valley, you know, that's the whole part of it. Education part is a very key point. Because I'm an educator and have many years of experience, I'm kind of maybe spearheading it, you want to say. I'm not in charge. I don't take any responsibility of being the head of anything. That's not how we operate. We collaborate and we work together as women to, you know, decide and talk about all of our ideas.
Thank you so much for joining us. For listeners who are interested in learning more, waterfallunityalliance.org has information on this celebration that's taking place on this weekend. What else would you like to leave our listeners with, Sandra?
Well, I would like to say Nyawa Gowa. That means thank you very much in my language. And Dagwanungaradu, I'm offering my acknowledgement and respect to everyone. And if you're going to come to the event, please come and enjoy the music. And we're going to have a lot of different music. Our own traditional music will be performing, you know, just to like to show our music and show some of the dances we have and just to share our culture in different ways.
Now to absorb some local color through the magic of AM radio.
The book of Revelations tells us to watch for the seven signs of evil.
Mate, sign of evil number 4.
Continuing our sign of evil countdown, here's Vanessa Williams.
Darling, you don't have to call me Stalin or even Mao Zedong, 'cause I'm far too young. My rising sign is Capricorn, is that surprising? You know that I was born so very soft and easygoing. I make no trouble at all. I was listening, yeah, I was listening to the devil's radio. Yeah, I was listening to the devil's radio. And it went na 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 na. I'm the devil's radio. Evil, its tentacles are bland, it's like a weevil. It burrows through the land and everybody smiles, everybody smiles. Michael, don't you know someday a spike will crawl right through the woodwork and come out through your palm. We was listening to the devil's radio. We was listening, yeah, we was listening to the devil's radio. And it went na 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 na, and the devil's radio. Sets on the devil. Sun sets on the west. He's listening to the FM talk show. It's what he loves the best. Was talking through a bimbo, but don't touch that dial or that hateful smile. Kate said the flowers of intolerance and hatred are blooming kind of early this year. Someone's been watering them. We was listening, ah, oh, we was listening to the devil's radio. We was listening, yeah, we was listening to the devil's radio. And it went na 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 na, and not the devil's radio. Na 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 na, and the devil's radio.
Thank you. I mean, I can sum it up now. But you might want to reread it. I don't know. Could you do that? And would you respond? Would you respond by talking or by writing? All right then.
Thank you.